Blog Talk Radio.
The potential chick. Okay. 0609, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
Hi, I wanted to talk about the Nicki song that she dropped last night?
Yes, yes.
You really think it's great? Honestly, like your opinion, you think it's like
one of
the best
songs ever? I like the song, absolutely. I
don't know
if I think it's the best song ever, but I definitely like the song.
I mean,
but I don't know what. But here's the thing: I don't know what you're.
I
don't know what you're. Hold on. Because I don't like when people do that. Because it's like I don't know what song is the best.
I'm just figuring out like
this
is one of her best songs.
Hold on.
Like,
because I'm like, I don't know what song is the best song ever. I mean, I don't know what. I don't have the best song ever. I mean, but what I'm saying to you is, ma'am, I don't have any song that comes to mind which is the best song ever.
Well, I just wanted to get my opinion. I think the song is for her caliber. Just my opinion. I think the song is trash. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm thinking, like, if you're going to do a diss and you're allegedly the queen, like, put a name on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's with the subliminals? Like, you're not saying anything new. Basically, you're just saying the same thing about Cardi. You're talking about her surgeries. You're saying you clearly you don't like Meg, which you've been saying in every song. Like, what else are you giving? Like, I think I'm just, as a fan of hers, I'm tired of the drama. Like, it's the same formula. You go to Queen Radio, you talk mess. I don't think no one's really deciphering the bars because they're not that, Remy's bars hit. Remy bars hit. Like, this is not a Sheether moment. Like, Meg's not going to lose her career. Cardi's not going to lose her career. Lotto's not going to lose their career. These are not, like, bar-ending, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Remy Ma lost
like, oh,
her career. Remy Ma lost her career.
Yeah, I know that. But I'm saying they hit, though. They shook Nicki. I don't think these bars are shaking no one to the point where, you get what I'm saying? Like, everyone's going to wait for Meg to respond, right? Like you said, like, you wanted Cardi to say something. Like,
So you're telling me that these bars were trash?
No, I don't think they're trash, per se. I'm not going to sit here in front of you. I don't think they're trash. I don't think they're the best for someone who's 15 years in the game. Like, why would Meg...
So tell me, let's be real. So who you think has better double entendres, bars, lyrics? Who? Cardi B? Remy Ma? Megan?
There's a lot of women. No. I'm not saying them. Remy, Lady London. There's a lot of underground women. They're just not in the spotlight. Like, what I'm saying is these are not bars that are, like, shaking people. Like, why would Meg be scared that Nicki making fun of her shooting when damn near every male rapper had something to say about her? Like, why would
It's not about fear for me. It's about the cleverness and the artisticness of how the fact that you can make a record let's talk for a second. As an artist, right, as a person, you don't always need there's no fun in just giving everything to the people, right? So as an artist, I would assume that there's beauty and magic in giving us a little bit and making us try to figure out what it is that you're talking about. Let's have the get the people.
People
if I tell you exactly what it is, you're not going to do any work.
I think it's people who don't understand rap, like me and you. I understand rap, so I'm saying I understand. I love lyrical rappers like Jay-Z, Nas. They're some of my favorite rappers. So to me, I'm not saying her bars suck, but for someone to be almost damn near 20 years in the game, like, it's not something I'm like, oh my god, like, Meg's going to be at home crying, Cardi's upset, like. You're basically talking about her face. You said the same thing, the surgery. You're still, like, calling her a horse. Like, people say that. It's not moving.
I think you're missing what she's doing, saying those things, but what you're missing is she's planting these people's faces. She's basically calling them punks and she's basically saying, girl, I'm going
to
keep
laughing
and spitting in your girl's faces.
Because, that's what I'm saying.
That's not true. This has been Nicki
Minaj.
Then
why is she talking about them?
Just answer this
one thing, Armand. Why is she so concerned? It's like you say everyone copies you and they go after you and they copy you, but all you talk about is the young girls 24/7. No one even mentions you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're right. People rap, you say your little bars, whatever, you send your shots. You seem pressed. Every Queen Radio, it's the same formula. You talk about the girls.
I'm gonna be honest with you. If I first of all, let's start here. She came into this saying that everybody's going to pick her fruit out. So she came in as the bad guy. I was on the plane with the man. You can call me Whitley. I got to hear, man. Listen, I'm the baddest in the school, the baddest in the game. Excuse me, sweetie, but nobody's in my lane.
Does she ever elevate as a queen? Like, are you just going to send, like, Megan already been told you, and she told her in bars, say her name. Remy said names. That's why I respected Remy. At least you're right. Remy's career ended, but Remy didn't have no problem. She called her out by name.
Bro,
you're
going to, hold
like,
on, hold
said,
on, hold on, hold on. And
name,
I think,
say it.
I understand why you like gross. You want a literal thing, and I get that. But as a thing, it's entertainment. This is still, it's hip hop, it's rap, first of all, and it's entertaining.
It's hip hop, but
and
I'm saying,
so,
it's
and
the
so,
same boring.
But
formula.
She's basically
she
saying, if you hold her that, but who's been able to match her or beat her? Who? Pick one.
Clearly, she thinks Meg can. Everyone says Meg doesn't have bars, right? But she's the one who stamped Meg. She's the one who said Meg had bars. Clearly, she's only going
and
after
Meg. That's why
she's
calling
salty.
Meg to the carpet. Come to the carpet.
And Meg doesn't care. Meg is unbothered. Meg has not dealt with her in 3 years. Nikki seems pressed. You don't see Beyonce or anybody else asking pressed over no female. Nikki's the only one who acts pressed.
Don't do that.
And to me,
Beyonce
it's not even
still,
about
Beyonce,
the
hold
rap.
On. Don't
she's
do that.
Pressed.
Beyonce still won't do a record with Rihanna.
Does she have to? I mean, at the end of the day,
oh,
I mean,
girl.
Nikki is not on Beyonce's okay. level. She's not on her level.
You literally just brought Beyonce up.
I'm saying as far as acting like a queen, Nikki's letting her crown slip. Why are you so concerned with young girls? It's like you want to bait, you want to have a rap beef, clearly because she knows that she wants to get into it. But at the end of the day, you seem pressed because you're only talking about them. It's the same formula. What was the last formula? You start drama for Queen Radio. You send another shout out when you drop records. It's the same thing. It's nothing is new. If she would just come out with some stuff, I get it. Send your shots. Elevate. Make some good music. Like, it's just drama. That's why no one responds to her, because I don't think these young girls don't care. They're about their bag. They don't care about no 40-year-old woman. They don't. Nobody gives a damn. Even I'm a fan. I'm a huge fan. It's just getting boring. Be a mogul. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be a mogul.
Okay, we got a lot of people in the chat, but I like you though, because you got me up. All right, but I gotta let you go because we got way too many people on here. Okay, so 2803. You guys gotta be quick because we have a lot of people, and I might have to hang up on people if y'all get long winded. Okay, 2803.
Hey Armand, I think the girl who is just on is just delusional, honestly,
okay.
Because that's what they're supposed. That's what Nikki's supposed to do. She's supposed to keep her foot on their necks. Like, there's no reason why you think Nikki is hating on them. Nikki is calling everybody out. Anybody who had anything to say about Nikki, she is calling them to the plate. The girl is scared to come out. Nikki is doing what she's supposed to do. She is the queen of rap. She's doing that. This is what rap is about. You can't be scared and like, oh, Nikki's saying this. She's doing that. This is, oh, no. This is everybody's calling shots. Everybody's calling shots. What's the problem? Because Nikki's doing it. What's the issue?
And I think in a sport of rap, like we'll just talk rap, you know, or, you know, when you call yourself the queen or the, you know, whatever, you're going to continuously defend that. And if these new girls come up and they doing big things, guess what? They going to have to beat the final boss. And until I get defeated, I'm still the queen. I'm going to keep going until one of these hoes. Be put me on my back. I'm going to keep going. So who has the stamina and who's going to end me? Period. That's just what it's giving.
I think if Lotto has something to say, Megan has something to say, well, Nikki has something to say too. Nikki is calling everybody out, and she's like, okay, you feel like you trying to take my spot. I'm going to let you know why you're not about to take this spot. I'm going to let y'all know. Nobody right now in the rap game can go Nikki bar for bar. Nobody right now. Nobody is doing what she just did. Like, Nikki really sat back on her hiatus. She sat back and analyzed everything that everybody was saying, what Lotto was saying, even down to Erica Banks. I think also that Doritos bar was also related towards Erica Banks as well, because when she was saying being chosen or whatever like that,
ooh,
Erica Banks wanted to be chosen to get a feature, but she couldn't get it. And she got mad and had that interview. And Nikki is calling everybody out. I don't get what the issue is, what the problem is at all. Like, she's calling the girls out. What is the issue? Nikki is doing what she's supposed to do. Because guess what? If Megan calls her out, if Lotto can call her out, if Lotto can record conversation, she gonna call him out too, and I think she's doing exactly what she needs to do. This is what the rap game is about. This is what music is about. Stop hating and give Nikki her flowers.
Let's be honest. We have 5,000 people here listening. We are entertained. People are saying Nikki been defeated. I think she has been defeated in certain areas when it comes to Cardi B. However, the thing about Nikki is she don't let up. So you're going to have to, like, all the way finish her before you can't
but
just trip her up.
But regardless if Nikki moves on something, she's still going to come back. See, the thing about Cardi is too scared to drop right now. And I don't understand why, because Cardi's a good artist. But Nikki, regardless if she fails or if it hits or if it misses, she's still going to drop music. The point of the rap game is to drop music, give the fans what they're looking for. That's what Nikki is doing. Everybody is low-key scared right now to drop music. One thing about Nikki, she's going to go on a hiatus and drop.
Well, I think that's – I think you're 100% right when it comes to Nikki and Cardi B, and this is just real. I think that because Nikki has dropped and some of them have flopped, right, and it hasn't hit, and she has suffered losses. Now she can just do the music that she likes to do and with no expectation. Cardi B has always had, like, she's never really had many L's. Cardi B's not really taken a lot of L's. So I think that Cardi B is afraid to take an L. And you can't be afraid to take an L because that's what everything has to be so picture perfect with Cardi B versus just like, you know what, I dropped this one. It didn't really do that well.
Right.
It's good. You know what I mean? But I'm just dropping music.
Cardi
Nicki Minaj,
she's got laughed at.
Nicki Minaj just got laughed at. It's cool. So now she's at a comfortable place where I can play with drop different sounds. Cardi B, when she drops, it has to be a $1 million production. It has to be.
Exactly. Armand, that's all I wanted to say. I love you. Have a good night.
Okay, thank you.
I'm enjoying the show. Thank you both.
All right, thanks. Have a good day. Okay. And I don't think that it has to be for Cardi B, but I think that's the pressure and the standards that she puts on herself because she wants everything to be – everything is not going to be perfect. You have to throw some – you have to take some L's. 6125.
Hey.
Hey, yeah, what's going on? Talk to me.
That first caller was just very, very much delusional. This is exactly what is supposed to happen because the girls are going to respond. Like, for instance, Megan. When Megan drops, people are expecting her to comment on what she just went through. They're expecting it from all of the girls who have a story. Same thing with Cardi B. This is Nikki. This is her gig. She's doing what she's doing. None of the other girls are dropping because they suck. It is what it is. I think the bars in this song were just top tier. Like, you really have to break them down, Armand. Like, you really do. Like, they were just amazing. Like, they just were. And then the singing was really good. See, I've been saying for the longest, I like Nikki singing, and I feel like it worked on this song. What do you think?
The singing was, she wasn't just, now, see, you're trying it. She wasn't just singing by herself. There was some, there was,
what do you mean
that,
I'm
there
trying
was background.
It?
Yeah, that, because you're trying to make it seem like, no, the singing is still a mess. But there was other vocals that was helping her out.
No, Armand, I love
so
the singing. But
you're trying to make it seem like Nikki was just on there singing. Like, girl, stop. She was just Nikki? No. Okay. But I did like that. But she wasn't on there by herself singing that. Stop. There was a whole background vocal with that, too. You got to stop this. Okay. But I have to let you go because we got a lot of people because you're about to start making it up. You lost me when you start talking about this, now the singing. Okay, 8-0, but I get it, but you're not going to do that tonight. We're not going to do that all night. 8-0, 1-0, you live on the air.
Okay, hello, Armand?
Yes, what's going on? Talk to me.
Hey, I have notes here, so I'm going to try to play them. Because there's just so much to talk about with the Nikki effect. Obviously, the na-na-na-na is iconic. Everything from the promo pictures to the videos, everything was just iconic, obviously. I think
those were mid. The promo pictures were mid. And I wouldn't say iconic. Let's be very clear here. I got to stop you guys there because we can't go overboard here, okay? Nicki Minaj's creativity is subpar. Iconic in top tier. Her creative, when I'm talking about visual, music videos, photos, all that is very subpar and basic, very much so. Very much so.
Even
her creativity.
Even the
is,
picture you have on right now. I mean, the way that she was posing, even coming back. I mean, she lost some weight if we really analyze it, right? And she's looking good. She's looking good. That's all I gotta say. She's looking good. I like the lyric video. Anyways, I think Meg has two options. She can either obviously respond back or apologize and join Nikki. Those are really the two options. I mean, imagine it could be some promo with the disses or just a woman empowerment song together. I think that would be great. Obviously, they would both profit off of it.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I mean, if you really look at the disses, she even disses in a way where it's appropriate for each rapper. With Lotto, she completely put it down in layman's terms with her disses, you know. With Meg, you really had to, like you said, decipher. So obviously, she's even paying Meg respect.
She really wants Meg. She really wants, she actually feels like she can get a real battle out of Megan. She wants that.
Yeah,
for whatever reason, for whatever reason, Megan Thee Stallion to her, I think she really kind of, there's a respect level for Megan Thee Stallion, and she wants that real hip-hop moment with Megan Thee Stallion. Out of
right.
anybody.
Right. Yeah, I think it'll be entertaining, and I think it's also, I don't know, somewhat personal in a way, because she probably really likes Meg.
Well, she did. She feels used by Megan Thee Stallion. Her and Megan Thee Stallion set up on the phone and gossiped about Cardi B all day long. They talked about how Cardi B doesn't allegedly write and how Cardi B is trash. But don't forget it. Megan Thee Stallion was dogging Cardi B out. They were sitting there gossiping about Cardi B, and then Megan Thee Stallion turned around and did a record with Cardi B and started moving funny and doing shows with Meek Mill and all kind of stuff. Absolutely. But here's the thing. This is the only thing that I kind of get lost when it comes to Nicki and Meg. Was Megan Thee Stallion wrong for wanting to become Megan Thee Stallion? Because Nicki Minaj, this is part of the reason why you and Lil' Kim could fell out. Because you wouldn't be second fiddle. You wanted to be a queen. Lil' Kim and Nicki Minaj were cool at one point. But Slim and Baby was like, it's time for you to go. And Nicki, you wanted that main lane. You wanted that lane. You wanted that queen bee lane. Megan Thee Stallion does not want to be Bia. You know, she doesn't want to be JT. She doesn't want to be the girls that you bring up to do a little feature from time to time. They're the best friend or the cousin of. They don't want to be the Robin to your Batman. They want to be Batman. You know what I mean? Megan Thee Stallion wants to be a main girl. And is she wrong for that? And if she has to move in a way that puts her in that level, then, girl, Nicki, you're not going to like it because, girl, she's taking that spot. She wants that lane.
That you could say that, but I feel like Nicki collaborates where she feels like there's some sort of talent. In reality, if we think about it, she's collabed with so many girls. You know, she's collabed with Megan Thee Stallion. She's collabed with Cardi B. So I don't think that she sees it as they want to take my spot, because she knows that she's number one, and we all know that she's number one.
Okay, so
she
collabed with Cardi B because she was banging Quavo. Quavo asked her to, and Cardi B was hot at the time. Nicki Minaj is still not stupid. She's going to get on whatever's hot, and just to say that she touched everything. So, yeah, I'm going to even touch Cardi B and the Migos at that time. But she was freaking getting banged out by Quavo.
I will say allegedly on that.
Okay, yeah, allegedly.
But I don't think I really think that when Nicki falls off with someone, it's because there's a reason. I don't think she's threatened by anyone taking her position.
I don't think that it's threatened.
I
don't think that it's threatened. Nicki Minaj said, "Do you pass the vibe check?" Part of the vibe check is, are you comfortable being a passenger or a backseat rider? You can't want to drive the car. Nicki Minaj does not do well with other alpha females. She is an alpha female. Cardi B is an alpha female. Lil' Kim, alpha female. Megan Thee Stallion, alpha female. Notice, JT is not an alpha female. Bia, not an alpha female. These girls that sit under Nicki Minaj, they're not alpha females. They don't have the qualities to be the leader. She does not get along with any girl that has the potential to be a leading act.
I think she is the leader of the leaders, you know, and all she wants is her respect. I don't think it has to do with anything in terms of alpha female. I think it's the fact that these girls have come and just in some way disrespected her, whether it was throwing subliminals or, you know, like the first girl talking about Beyonce, that Beyonce doesn't do that. Beyonce doesn't get disrespected like Nicki does.
Okay. Thank you, caller. We got to move on. Thank you. Okay, because it's just a lot of delusion here for me, but we can do it. 6670, I can't be on all night. Okay, 6670, you're live on the air.
What's going on, Amal?
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
Today, man, I just wanted to touch on one quick thing. So I wanted to touch on this idea that all of the other female rappers have to kind of feed into this gravity or this orbit of Nicki Minaj. And let me preface this by saying I know you have a different view based on what I've heard with this, but I don't think it's necessarily pertinent that anybody should have to feel like they have to come in and kind of curate their content to get up to speed to what Nicki Minaj is talking about, because I think that furthers the narrative that she has some sort of ownership over their own careers. So
yeah, I'm not really sure what you're talking about. You're gonna have to spit it out.
Let me put it to you another way. When you did what you did, when you felt like you had to come at another content creator because you felt it in your spirit, and you did a great job with that video as well, by the way. When you did what you did, you felt like you had to do that in the moment. Now, I'm sure after you made that video, that very same content creator was still saying what he had to say against you, whether he was naming your name directly or not. But you didn't feel like you had to run and pull the video camera out to respond to him, even though this content creator might have more resources, might be more known in the industry, might have a little more pull in certain areas, and might be a bigger brand. You didn't necessarily curtail what you were doing in your content to fit that. You said what you had to say at the time, and you moved on, right?
Yeah, and I let her know that she's trash, and she still is trash to this day. Jason Lee is trash.
Absolutely. So it might be rap. It might be a different genre and land of entertainment, but it's still the same idea. When you tailor what your content is to somebody else, you're only giving them more credence and power that they feel that they have over you. So why would you feed into that?
Well, I think what I'm saying is the response. No, what I'm saying is this, is in regards to Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion, like, girl, you guys, these are girls that, especially Cardi B, this is rap. This is exciting. Cardi B, you need to not be humble no more. I don't want to see no more humble Cardi B. This is hip hop. If I'm a Cardi B fan and I'm in, and that's part of the Nicki Minaj. First of all, when you're making music, when you're entertaining people, a part of when you turn on your music going out to the club, you need a person in your ear pumping you up, letting you know that you need is whack and nothing sit with you. You know what I mean? You look in the mirror and you like, yeah, I'm feeling like Nicki today. I'm feeling like, yeah, I'm that nigga today. You know? And so if I'm a Cardi B fan, I want Cardi B to make me feel like, yeah, man, we talk our over here too. We don't get pushed over. Here's the thing about me. Yeah, you're right. But at the end of the day, you know Armand. Listen, Armand is only going to take too much because Armand is going to say something. And I'm not tailoring my content to anybody, because I've been doing this before anybody I ran into. I was doing this when nobody was watching. So I'm not tailoring nothing. This is who I do
exactly.
It for real,
That's
real.
That's my point. Right. That's my point. So let me flip it at you like this. You don't think that for instance, when Cardi B came out and she dropped Bodak Yellow, that was a hardcore song. That made you feel like you could be that person, that bad person in the club. That gave you that sort of energy.
We over
particularly
that.
Calling any specific,
I'm over Bodak
I know
Yellow.
That. I'm
over that
I'm
whole
using
era.
That as an exa- I'm using okay, that as an example, though. I'm using that as an example because you said that you want some excitement. And what I'm saying is when it comes to Bodak Yellow, that gave you that excitement. That excitement can be curated. It does not always have to be in the form of this tennis ball game. Okay, I said something. Let me hit the ball back in your court. Okay, now it's your turn. okay, let's see.
It's
what
not
got
about
back
getting back in my court, but my thing is, if my favorite rap artist is got five number one records, Grammys, Billboard, running the rap game, like face card on, you know, hitting, body is hitting, like, girl, give me something. Period.
She talked about that before. She talked about that in phones before. It may not
she
have been.
To do more
it
of
may
it.
Not have been with a. It may not have been with
that,
the spin.
The reason.
At,
the
after,
reason
after,
why
after,
that.
After.
The reason why that Tomorrow 2 verse hit so hard is because that's the bag that people want her in. Because she was popping her. In that
oh yes.
One.
Oh,
that's
absolutely.
Why it hit like that.
100,000%. I agree. I'm not saying that she should ignore that energy completely. But what I'm saying is, when we're talking about what kind of content that we want, if you're the type of listener that kind of lives for that type of excitement where it's a back and forth and we sitting up here dissecting bars, that's fine. I'm not saying you're wrong for expecting that out of her. What I'm saying is there's other avenues and other routes, and it doesn't
and
have
to be.
And
they've been taking those already. They've been taking those.
But there's still room to grow even in that area because we only got one album from her. She still should have plenty much more to say outside of who she's beefing with, outside of that. So while I might want to hear that, that's not the only thing that I'm looking forward to because that's going to die down. Whether you,
Cardi B
day,
don't need to call you
because really
you're going to have her flopping. You're going to have her nobody listening to her damn
no,
music.
No, I'm not. I'm not telling her what to put out. I'm not telling her what she should and shouldn't do. I'm just trying to show you from a different perspective.
I get
that's
it.
All
that, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. All that ice cream, bubble gums, and rainbows, that's beautiful. We love that. We need that in this world. But guess what? We need drama, too. That's why y'all over here.
We need drama. We need drama that makes sense. I'm not just going to get on the track and then diss somebody without dropping names. Since everybody likes to bring up the 90s and what everybody was doing in the 90s, they dropped names in the 90s, let's be clear, and people were gagging. Tupac got on the song and said, "Little Kid was ugly. What are you talking about?" And said,
but my whole thing is, like, if I want my music to be boring, I'm going to go turn on a meditation or something. This is rap. Tell that bitch she trash.
Exactly.
Like,
that,
girl,
that's what I said.
I'm not looking for gospel rap. Like, what are we doing?
So then if it's rap, then we shouldn't have to be guessing and dissecting who you talking about. So we
yes,
don't
we
hold
are because that's when the art, but that's the artistic part of it. That's the
but
art.
But you did
like,
that already, though. But you did that already, though. You didn't already have songs, Thin Green and all these other songs where you done made horse references. You done talked about how ugly somebody is. You just saying the same thing at this point. Girl, you might as well put a name to it. Everybody already know who you talking about. If you so tough and you married to a gang member now and you got people that's going to pop for you, well, then there's nothing left.
But, sir, when I'm just talking about as a consumer, when I get off this live, it's Friday night, right? And I'm turning on my Nicki Minaj. I may not want to rap and I'm singing this song. I may not want to say, Cardi B, Lil' Kim, your face is so ugly. That I don't probably want to say that. But I can say your botched face, da 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 da, and that might go for a botched that I know. I don't have a problem with Cardi B or Lil Kim, so I don't want to say that because I don't have no. I want to talk about the botched fat nasty hoe around the corner that I don't like.
Yes,
so that line is
exactly.
For her.
But
for me,
you can do that though.
After all
but
that
you
surgery,
you
are still
though.
Fat. No, but what I'm saying
but
is
you,
when I'm singing
you,
my song,
but
I don't
want
to hear Cardi. But maybe I don't want to hear Cardi B, like. Everything don't have to be so literal. That's what I'm saying. Like, it don't have to
but
go there. Because...
But that's my point, though. Everything has not been literal. She has already given you the ambiguity, right? She's already given you that I didn't drop no names with that bar. The Dorito Nacho, right? You was just dissecting that earlier. She didn't already gave you that where she didn't drop nobody name. So you can still listen to songs where there's still a little bit of mystery, and you can take it and apply it to your situation and to whoever's in your life. But if you got a real flat out beef and you going at it, why not just?
But it ain't. But really, is it a real beef or is it hip hop? Is it like, girl, I'm the best?
Be.
So
it's gotta be. It's gotta be. No. She can say she's the best. She's always said she's the best. That's not what I'm saying. That's fine. Everybody should feel that they the best, baby. I mean, that's whatever. That's just basic rap. What I'm saying is if you have to take it so far to make a line about somebody's trauma and somebody being hurt and abused or that somebody that you feel is literally ugly and they got problems in their marriage and you really hitting kind of below the belt, why not? Why not say their name then? Because then it makes it, it puts, you standing 10 toes down on it. You're going to have to at some point, because then otherwise what is you doing? You just out here making up some rhymes at somebody. And then when they call you out on it, so you can pretend that you're not talking about them.
I see that. I got you on that. Okay. I got you on the pretend that you weren't talking about, because that's the gaslighting. I get you
that
on
is.
That.
That is. It's the gaslighting. So it's like, bruh. So if you're going to make a song and you're going to call somebody out and you feel strongly about them, clearly you got to feel strongly about them because you've been talking about them every time you go on hiatus. You come back, you talk about what you feel you deserve and how ain't nobody doing it like you and ain't nobody had it as bad as you and you the only one that it went through something and you the only one and everybody want to be like you. You feel strongly about these things. Otherwise, you wouldn't talk about it so much. So let's just cut to the chase. That's all
okay.
I'm saying.
Okay, I got you. Okay, we gotta move on. We got to move on, though, okay? But thanks, Bo.
All right,
thanks for calling in. All right, I got to take some more because then we out of here. Okay, 28. Let me see who we got. Oh, 7200. 7200 and then 2803. You live, you next. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me, Amon?
Yes, come on, make it quick. 60 seconds, let's go.
Okay, boom. I feel like the reason that Nikki is going at these girls is because she is afraid of losing her spot. Yeah, think about it, right? Back when she was going through it with Kim, she wanted that spot. Look at it this way. These girls, from Cardi to Megan, they got too much to lose. They got brand deals. They can't be out here beefing with Nicki Minaj. They can't do that. That would be career suicide. I don't think these girls really care that much, to be honest with you. Like, we're not living in 2010 when Nicki was going at Kim. But it's a whole different world now. These girls don't want to beef. You think about
yeah,
it, right?
I
back
just,
in the
90s, yeah, I get it. But girl, that's boring as hell.
I get what you're saying, but back in the 90s, the female rappers, they was loving on each other. From Kim to Missy, they wasn't beefing. They loved each other.
But my thing is, I get it. But if a person don't want to be loved on, they don't want to do that, girl, then you can't love on them.
I just feel like Nicki's afraid of losing her spot because she came in and tried to take Kim's spot, and now she's terrified of losing her spot. So she's going to be 50 years old rapping about a queen title that she gave to herself. Nobody gave her that title. It was self-proclaimed. And she's going to be 50 and 60 years old. Talking about I'm the queen. She has to get over it at some point.
Yeah.
She has to. Because these girls, these new girls are looking at her, laughing at her like, girl, we out here getting money. You don't care about a queen title. You do. You're the one that's so held up and bent out of shape about that title, and you don't want to lose it. So she's doing whatever she can to keep that title, which is pointless. Because what is...
Now, he's, okay, listen, hold on.
Okay.
I have to say this, and I have to let you go. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, maybe those girls are getting money and they don't care about a queen title. But if you don't think that these girls, from Cardi B to Megan Thee Stallion on down to the girl watching this live that don't have a record deal yet, if you don't think that they want to be on top, you're crazy. If you don't think that they want to be on top of the charts, if they want to be the hottest, then you're crazy. If you don't think that they are watching each other and scoping out the competition and feeling the pressure, why don't we have a Cardi B album if it's just about getting money? Because she wants it to be good. She wants it to sell. So
let me ask you this one question.
The difference is Nicki Minaj is just going to tell you, girl, I'm on top. Everybody wants to be on top. Don't ever forget it.
But
you know why?
Because
perception, hold on. There's many reasons why. There can be ego. There can be this.
Okay.
But perception is everything. And the further on top you are, the more money you make. So trust and believe. If you are perceived to be the queen, you're going to get paid like the queen.
Well, let me ask you a question. Nicki Minaj has the Queen title. Where has that gotten her? No Grammys. She just got a number one album, number one song. With that title, where has that gotten her? Nowhere. Cardi B has already surpassed her without that title. But what does a title of Queen really do for your career?
But listen, but three Grammys and Megan Thee Stallion can't sell 100,000 albums.
But Cardi can. So if by Nicki Minaj owns
but
own
we
words,
don't even have Cardi B has had one. Cardi B has had one album.
But look at what she's done with that one album. She's literally surpassed Nicki with one album.
We're over it. Where's the second
okay.
one?
It's coming.
Thank you.
It's
thanks,
coming.
Boo. We got to move on. We got to move on. Okay. And I got to let y'all go because, okay. Okay, last one. 2803.
Hey, Armand, I had to come back on here because I really think that we're watching the wrong show because these girls are delusional. Like, are y'all serious right now? I don't get why y'all keep bringing up Nicki age. What does her age have to do with anything? We are talking about the bars and about the music. Regardless if Nicki want to say their name or not, again, she's doing what she needs to do. The girl who just was on talking about, Nicki is this, Nicki is that, or whatever, or she hasn't got a Grammy. Grammy aside, nobody is outselling Nicki. Nobody is doing the numbers that she's doing. And y'all can say for 1 second that y'all think these girls don't want to be on top. They definitely would. That's why everybody's low-key sneak dissing her, but no, everybody want to throw rocks and hide their hands. But when Nicki calls them out to the plate, it's an issue. Everybody's like, oh, Nicki's old, she's this, she's that. No, what is the issue with her saying what she got to say? Anybody can say what they want to say about Ice Spice or about any of the other girls. They can sneak diss the other girls. But when Nicki got something to say, it's an issue. I just don't get it. She is doing exactly what she needs to do. This is what the rap game is about. Everybody want to just pedal around the situation. Nicki is doing exactly what she needs to do. I don't get what the issue is, why everybody's so scared or Nicki can't say what she got to say. Anybody can say what they want to say. If Megan came out and said something right now about Nicki, whether she said her name or not, because at the end of the day, nobody is really saying names. Let's be honest. The only person who ever said anybody's name was Remy Ma, and then when Latto had recorded Nicki. That's about it. But that wasn't even
in the song,
so
you,
stop
and,
it.
And we see where that got them, and saying names is – but, I mean, like I said, sometimes – and I've been guilty about saying the names and saying, you know, say names. But, you know, it's gotten to a point where, you know, it's more fun. That's why that Cardi B Tomorrow 2 is so good because – it's not so literal, but you can guess and check and who she talking about. You know
right,
who she talking about, but it makes
bar,
it more fun.
That's what rap is about.
Yeah. I don't understand why y'all want this to be boring. Y'all really don't want this to be boring. Because when Nicki Minaj is not out here Nicki Minaj-ing, then it's boring. And y'all know it. And it's 5,000 people here trying to act like y'all not here for the math.
Exactly, Armand. And the fact that we're still talking about it just lets everyone know that what Nicki did, although this was not her greatest song, but she did what she needed to do. And we are still talking about it right now. Everyone's deciphering every bar that Nicki had in regards to all the girls that she's calling out. So don't for 1 second think that what girl right now could go in and just we're not deciphering Latto's bars. Latto's bars are basic. We're not deciphering anything big. Like, girl, no, we're not doing that.
And let's sit on that for a second. People call it mess. You know, there's many things that we could be talking about. You know, people's husbands, people's personal lives. But we are talking about music and rap. Like, this is what we're supposed – this is good conversation. This is exciting. We don't have to talk about who people are sleeping with, what people baby daddy is doing and people husbands. That's the low vibrational stuff. These are the conversations that artists want us to be having. We're talking about rap and the music.
Exactly.
Like,
these girls.
What, if you don't want to do that, this is not the channel. This is not the – stop listening to music. I don't get it. Like, what do y'all want to be talking about?
These girls, like I said, Armand, bringing up the age about Nicki, these girls should want to look up to Nicki and want to be – at Nicki's 40 whatever year old age and be relevant. That's the key of rap. You relevant right now, but can you be relevant in 15 years? That's what this is really about. Y'all
yes.
hot now, but will you be hot in 15 years? Let's talk about it. Like, the City Girls ain't about to be relevant in 15 years. Let's be honest. They not about to be relevant. You know what I'm saying? Will Lotto be relevant in 15 years? No. But Nicki is still relevant and is still at the girl's neck at her age she's at right now. And they 21, 22 years old. They still not doing what Nicki doing. Let's talk about that. Because nobody is doing what she's doing right now. Let's be clear. And that's keeping it a stat. Nobody's doing what Nicki is doing. So they can say
okay.
what they want to say.
Okay, bye. I got to let you go because you get long-winded too. Okay, 7720. Hold on. I'm coming to you. Okay, 7720, you live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
Let's be clear. I'm 42. Nicki came and said what was needed to be done, and everybody is upset. Period. It's rap. When you rap against people, it's a business. She's not going to call nobody names out for what? It's fun and it's entertainment and it keep you guessing. That's it. Everybody is so emotional because Nicki came the way she came.
Yeah.
Meg definitely respond because Meg really raps.
Yeah.
And it's entertaining.
Yeah.
But let's not let the girls ever forget. She came like Nicki Minaj, Licking the Whiskey, Nicki the Holla Jugo Barbie. That's all I
gotta
say. I'm holding. Armand, it's 1 o'clock. I stayed up to make this call. That's all. I love
all right, we have a good one. Okay, let me get my girl on here, Eva with the team.
You're listening to the Armand Wiggins Radio Show. Hot tea.
Yes.
Hot tea. As long as there's some hot tea, we can get into some things.
Okay.
Let me be real. Okay, I get it, the lyrics, whatever. But first I want to talk about her coming at you because I feel like everyone done already talked about the lyrics and it's just like it's just too much for me right now. But I do want to say, number one, you had a YouTube channel before she had a Queen Radio. Number two, she stole the bombs from Funk Flex. Let's be very clear. Girl, you stole the bombs from Frank Flex. Those were not yours, Miss Nicki Minaj. And she stole that from 6ix9ine. Let's be clear. As far as, like, her saying that people are copying her mannerisms and things, it's no shade. Half the stuff y'all say, y'all copied from the LGBT community. Because what she be saying, she be sounding like one of the dolls at the ballroom scene. She don't be sounding like herself. It's like two different personalities. Second,
sister, why is everybody at me this week?
Because the views is doing. You literally like have 100K in one day, and the next video is about to reach 100K. It's like you've been eating it all week.
Oh,
you literally
is that what
had.
It
that's what you better check your numbers. You're girl. Eating it, girl. It's no shade. I had to go look, girl. Miss Minaj only have 14,000 listeners.
Really?
No shade. Yes, she didn't have that many. You see how staticky that Queen Radio sounded. She was so upset she was huffing and puffing, sounding like Butterball Sleeves. Talking about, fix this or I'm turning off my radio. You were an hour and a half late. And yes, I tuned in because I thought she was going to be messy, but she wasn't messy. She didn't even take none of her fans' calls, and she promised her fans on Twitter she was going to take calls. Because I was definitely going to call in and ask her about, you know, because she wanted to have that conversation about help writers and writing the verse and writing the
she
hook.
Did.
And
she
going,
did. I think that clip of us went viral and she had got wind of it, girl, and she had slightly addressed you in that.
No, Shay, because she had Patty there, and Patty, Miss Patty, honey, is friends with Bring Spillions, and I wanted to call in and ask her and say, well, girl, since you're talking about people writing hooks and verses, well, what happened with Bring Spillions? Because last time I checked, he sued you and you guys settled so that he could get his writer credit, which he wrote a verse and he wrote a chorus. So what's the tea? And Miss Patty was in front of her because I really wanted to ask that question. But, you know, it is what it is. Now let's get back to now we can talk about the bars. Listen, the bars were they were good, but I think people are on edge is because they take it too literal. At the end of the day, you have to remember, you know, and I'm, I, you know, I'm going to speak from a point of view of a black woman, and I feel like her playing on black woman trauma, it kind of triggers the people. So I get that. But at the end of the day, you know, that's what happens in female rap, is sometimes they try to use your traumas against you to kind of bully you. But I know that Meg has it in her to come back. And, you know, I'm not even the biggest Meg fan, but I'm sure that Meg could definitely look into Nicki Minaj's home and lifestyle and definitely, like, drag her about that. And when she does, I don't want to hear her fan base complaining about it. Because once you start reaching – and once you start reaching those levels, I do not want to hear no complaining. It's no tea and it's no shade. The song, to me, it's no shade, friend. It was lackluster. It sounded like ra-da-da-da, and it sounded like it wasn't mixed. It sounded like it wasn't mixed correctly, but some of the bars were barring. I'll give her that. Some of the bars, her best bar was literally her snippet bar for me. And then also you missed, she was throwing shots at Megan. The sauce part was about Popeye's, her little hottie sauce, and then the Mugler, because she had the collaboration with Mugler, but she's not cut from that cloth. Yes, I do dissect hip hop over here. So she was talking about her brand deals, which probably were offered to her and she didn't take them. And I think that's why she brought that up. It's no shade, because if you get into it, she literally brought up all her brand deals that she had last year.
This is why I'm saying, so do you believe, now this is what I'm saying, people are saying that the girl shouldn't respond. I believe that Cardi needs to get out of her humble bag. I believe that Megan needs to pop her ish. These girls need to say something. And it doesn't have to be like a direct, I'm coming at Nicki, but it needs to be like, girl, like, why are you sitting here trying to play coy?
Okay, now let me get to it. With Megan Thee Stallion, well, no, first I'll start with Cardi, because I you know what I'm saying. What's the one thing Cardi has beat Nicki in? All the accolades. So if I'm coming back for my next era, I'm going to come at you. But first, I'm going to make sure that everything that I do is top tier, because as we can see, Nicki Minaj's visuals aren't that good. The bars, the songs, it's a hit or miss with her. So everything has to be perfect because she can beat Nicki with numbers again. It's no shade, because the last person to have a number one rap album for a female was Cardi B. It's no shade. Nicki got number two. So I feel like she has, well, we already discussed this, she has more to prove, but I do agree that she needs to be more cocky. She needs to talk her ish. It doesn't have to be directed at her, but I mean, let's be clear. Nicki Minaj came back and rebranded as a 40-year-old gang member.
Yes, she did.
Cardi literally made her do that, because Cardi's brand was a blood gang member. So
yes,
I mean,
she did.
If we're talking about people making people move and people calling people to the carpet, I feel like Cardi has literally made Nicki move in situations where she might regret later in life that she can't get out of, you know, and I hope that her, and she talked about businesses, I can put you, or my businesses put you on businesses. Girl, the last couple of businesses you had kind of failed. Your new one hopefully doesn't go, but last time I checked, when you had the rah-da-da-da freestyle, I thought you had a label and you were signing somebody to your label, the girl that won the contest, or was it the boy that won the contest? But anywho, as far as Megan Thee Stallion, Miss Megan Thee Stallion, I feel like she's going to respond, but I also feel she's more upset because you were talking about how they were kikiing with Cardi on the phone about Partisan. Well, no, about co-writers, and now she's effing Partisan. No shade. You know what I'm saying? And people aren't even getting into that. Like, I'm like, that's probably why she's also mad, because she probably was talking ish about him and Cardi, and now she's with him. So I remember her saying something on a Queen radio about now she's effing for raps. So
girl,
I think that kind of got under her skin. But all in all, it is a sport, but do not complain to the other fan base when the girls start to get their turn.
Do it back.
Because I know that's what they're going to do. And it's so shady. And people shouldn't take it to heart. It's not that serious. For me, it's not that serious. It's music. And let the best girl win. No shade.
Yeah. And girl, and we are the Armand Wiggins Show over here, and we're not trying to be no Nicki Minaj. But we have a good time. And girl, they
for
trying
real.
To think she was talking about Jason Lee. Like, girl, why do they play like that? Girl, like, come on.
First of all, no, T, you're the only one that does, like, some of her mannerisms. Like,
calling a thing, and what's the other one?
She would not even, first of all, she is only giving me that because she's secretly a fan. She doesn't even hate, like, you know what I mean? She don't like Jason Lee. Nikki lives for me.
She don't.
She secretly lives for me on the low. She does?
No, she does. She watches you. And
yeah,
she probably would like you on her team. She would want to have someone on your team that actually knows how to do better audio than what she has with her Queen Radio. No shade.
Girl, okay, girl. Well, we're gonna
if you're listening, Nicki Minaj, girl, shout out to Butterball Sleeves. Bye.
Bye, girl. Okay.